All right, let's get on to tech stuff now. WhatsApp data up for sale. Am I surprised? No.
No, nobody is. And it's like we say this every week. So there was actually 487 million WhatsApp mobile numbers and data for sale from 84 countries. But there was also 8.5 million Australian records in that 487 million. So nearly everybody, I'd say, in the country has got a WhatsApp account. Your record's up for sale. So what we say every week, Darren, is turn on multi-factor authentication, go back in, be wary of any messages that you get. And remember, WhatsApp's owned by Facebook, Instagram. Good time to make sure they're all secured.
Righto then. Privacy reforms all but law.
The Attorney General has pushed through the legislation on it. It's a great idea where companies are prevented from sharing details about their customers with third parties.
Yeah.
Great idea. They put massive penalties in place. And, you know, Mark Travers said when Australians are asked to hand over their personal data, they have a right to expect it to be protected. This has all come about due to the Optus and Medibank and all the other ones we've had. Massive penalties, I'm hearing up to $50 million. The massive penalties scare me a bit because there might be some companies out there that do have a data leak and then suddenly call up Jimmy from IT and go, can we cover this up?
Right.
We don't have to pay because I might put them out of business. So, you know, I hope that's not true, but I think it's a good idea. I think we need all of this in legislation right now.
So have you heard anything about the data thefts releasing more people's details, like Medibank, any more online on the dark web or what?
There's bits and pieces seems to be happening, but what I am hearing is, I had somebody the other day who used their Optus email address and their Optus password for PayPal and were done for $1,000 very quickly on there. And because they didn't change it, you know, if you're still using that password that you've got from Optus elsewhere, you need to go in and change it today.
Yeah. All right. Now, up to the north, Queensland teachers are getting a digital detox green light.
Yes, they have the right to disconnect, so they can actually legally ignore work calls and emails outside of work hours. Part of a wage package, it allows teachers to shut their computer and not be expected to open it till the next day. They also aren't expected to answer calls or texts from parents or the principals either. It'll never work, Darren, at all.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know,
great in theory, but really.
Yeah. We'll give this to you. And, you know, tell you what, there might be a few teacher jobs up in Queensland, jobs for teachers in Queensland after this. Because,
I mean, good on them for trying something.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because the last, if there's any teachers listening, well, they're probably at school now, you would hope. But the last thing you want when you finish work and you're having your dinner is a parent saying, can you do this? It's like, can't you wait till tomorrow, please? Really?
Yep. Yeah. Mm. But, you know, can you imagine 3:30 in the day, shut the computer, run. Nah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Now, Volkswagen have built a Star Trek captain's chair that actually goes 20 k's an hour.
Sounds exciting, doesn't it, Darren?
Well, what a Christmas present. Hello.
Exactly right. So as a bit of a marketing exercise, Volkswagen have built this chair that looks worthy to sit on the bridge of the Enterprise, but can also drive around the office on its own five wheels up to 20 kilometres an hour.
Oh.
It's got lots of amenities in there, Darren. It's got 360-degree collision avoidance sensors. It's got a backup camera with full guidance, a heated embroidered seat. It's got party lights, a touchscreen, a USB charger. And if you want to tow your mate around, it's got a tow hitch, LED headlights.
You can put a wagon on it and tow around someone.
Seat belt. A horn comes standard, and that's not all, Darren. I can tell things on TV. It's even got a trunk in it. Well, it's a bit of a pocket. on there, it's got 0.17 cubic feet of space for documents and or a laptop. Well done, Volkswagen,
for
building something that nobody will probably ever buy.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. They'll be like, you know those crazy kids who run all their tech companies, like Zuckerberg and those guys?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Google and whatever. Yeah. Like, they're, you know, how they're into that sitting around.
Elon Musk will build a better one.
And set, you know, if they're working at Google, while they're sitting around on their beanbags doing their work, on their iPads or whatever they're doing, why not get one of those chairs and just cruise around the office? So
that's it.
I don't think they're that stupid. I think there's a market for it. Who was the was it Maxwell Smart who had the chair? No, yeah, the phone, the shoe phone. Yeah. But didn't he have a chair that drove? Was that Maxwell Smart?
Geez, that might be my homework for this week. I keep thinking of the cone of silence.
You know, we've got a cone of silence at La Trobe just down the road.
Have you?
Yeah, people can go in there and meditate.
Right.
I'll say no more.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Okay. Sorry, Martin's in our newsroom. It's actually called the Quiet Cone.
Oh, right, there we go.
No, it's a thing. It's an actual thing. People go there and they just meditate and leave all their worries behind. You know, like the teachers in Queensland with their digital disconnect.
Oh, there we
like
go. That.
We've gone full circle. Out. Look, this has been some of our best work today. We've covered the draft. We've covered the test cricket and why no one's going to cricket and, Volkswagen with driving chairs a lot. And the serious stuff as well with data theft. All right, so plenty of info on Richard's excellent website if you go to talktech.com.au. Check out the cone of silence, the quiet cone in La Trobe. Check it out online.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, enjoy.
Thanks, Darren.
See you, mate. Richard Pascoe, 7AD.